So today is Daf Sadi Samach Tes. So we're on Samach Tes and Beis, the last words by Tashma. But I think we should just go back to what this is talking about, which is about a couple lines up, the second to the last short line, Yibayluhu. So Yibayluhu, they ask a suffix in Yeshiva, the Divrei Omer, according to the one, which is based on Beis Rashi and Rav Yochanan, who says, Ein Leida Le'Evarim, that there's no such thing as birth for an Aver, meaning if an Aver goes back, goes out, and comes back in, then the whole animal is still mutter, including that Aver. What happens? Hotzi Uber is Yado Verzira. Right? So the Uber puts its hand out, the Herzira, and brings it back in. The Chazar Hotzi is Yado Verzira, then puts another limb out, and brings it back in. Ache Shlimo Rubel, until he has, over time, over the moment he has, most of the animal has come out, and then went back in. Mi Amrin Hanafik Le Ruba, do we say, oh, well, in this case, Rove the animal came out, and therefore that's considered a birth, and the animal is and then you just check the other, and the animal, look at Seth's gross video he sent last night on the chat, you'll see Ben Pakua, Seth Keller sent a video on the chat last night.
Yeah, that was
pretty cool, yeah. Mi Amrin Hanafik Le Ruba, Dilma came in the other, or does he really say, once it goes back in, it goes back in, and it's legitimately back inside. The intim tilomer came in the hadar, and if you say that he holds that once it goes back in, it's really considered it went back in, and therefore the tziya going out gets bottled by it going back in. Hotzi uber as yado chatacha, so the uber puts out his hand and he chopped it off. Because of a hotzi as yado v'chasacha, and chop it off. Achi shlimo rubo, until you hit most the majority of the limbs, majority of the body has been chopped off. Mi amrin hanafik lerubo. Do we say now that since Rove came out? Therefore, if Rove came out, and therefore what's left inside would not become mutter with the shechita of the mother, or do we say no? In order for it to be considered a birth of Rove, the animal has to happen in one shot. This is where we stopped yesterday. So Tashma, so the Gemara, so let's bring a raya from our Mishnah. Zeh klal. The Mishnah at the end of the Mishnah says gives us a rule, right? In Babylon, when you give a rule, that means it's coming to include something. So zeh klal. Zeh klal. Davar shehu mikufa aser. So if you cut inside an animal, a part of the body of the animal gets separated, cut out. So if it's like the tchol, the liver, or we said that in those instances, it's dover that's part of the goof of the animal, then that which was cut does not become mutter with the shechita of the animal. But she'enemi goof mutter, or something that's not part of the ikker goof of the animal, like the vlad, like the fetus, would become mutter. So Leishuimai, what is that coming to include? It has to be coming to include something because it already says in the Mishnah that if you cut part of the ubar inside the body, it's mutter b'achila with the shechita of the mother. So lavlo sukei gavna, is it not coming to include this case of where you cut up the pieces as they exit the animal and they're not considered mitzarif. Whatever's left inside will still become mutter. So Mar says no, it's not coming to include that. It's coming to include a different case maybe. Lo latuye, it's coming to include kulot, the case of the kulot, which is the we mentioned before yesterday, the case of where the cow gives birth to an offspring that doesn't have split hoofs, right? But right, kulot remain para. Aliyah with Rabbi Shimon, according to Rabbi Shimon, the afakav d'amar Rabbi Shimon kulot in para asura. Even though Rabbi Shimon says that if a para gives birth to this kulot, you're not allowed to eat it. Hani mila hechad yatzul avra olam. That's only if it comes out fully born. But if you find the kulot inside the womb of the mother after you check the mother, then that would be shari, and that's what the Mishnah mentions. She'ena migufa mutter. If it's not part of the body, it's mutter. Talking about this kulot inside, even though it only doesn't have split hoofs, it would be mutter. So therefore, there is no raya to our suffix. Fine. Now comes today's daf, which is hard. Okay. Bari Rabbi, right? Bari Rabbi Chananya. Rabbi Chananya asked the following question. I mean, the words are okay, but just to understand what the Gemara is saying. Hotzi ubar es yado be'azara mahu. So the ubar put out its hand while it was in the courtyard of the Beis HaMikdash. So what's the case? You have to do Rashi. Rashi said, last wide line on top. Hotzi ubar shel shlamim. Okay, so you have a korban shlamim, it's just female, a korban shlamim that's pregnant, that's being brought to shecht in the Beis HaMikdash. And it's pregnant, and before you shecht it in the Beis HaMikdash, the ubar sticks out its hand, right? Hotzi ubar shel shlamim es yado b'shash shchita ishchatz imo b'azara, when the mother's about to be shechted. Mahu, Rashi continues, Mahu, what's the din? Liyos lo chomos ha'hazara michitza latira b'shchita sa'im. So we say that the animal's hand is out. Once the animal hand is out, everyone agrees that animal, that hand is not kosher. But here, in this case, we have two mechitzos. You have the mechitza of the mother, and you also have the mechitza of the base of the azara. Right? When it comes to the karbanos, the mechitza of the azara has importance, because that's where it's allowed to be shechted and be eaten. So do we say that once it has this mechitza, that mechitza is now going to work as being the mechitza for the baby as well? Which is a very difficult svara. So he says, right, do we say, right back in the Gemara, migo dahave mechitza legabe kadashim, since the walls of the Azara have the status of a mechitza regarding shchitas kachim, meaning that their shchita is only kosher in this area, havinami legabe dahai, therefore, once it has a mechitza status, we'll take that mechitza status and extend that mechitza status and say that the baby is considered within the mechitza, within its boundary. Odilma, which is pashtus to me, odil this way, odilma legabe dahai lav mechitzahi, the mechitza is ubar imahi. Or do we say, no, there's two different types of mechitza. There's a mechitza for kachim, and there's a mechitza for the baby. Mechitza for kachim is the azara. The mechitza for the baby is the womb. It was outside the womb, so it would be, that piece would not be kosher. Right? Rashi says, mahu liyos lo chomos hazara mechitza lahatiro b'shchitas eim. So the Gemara Abaye says to them, okay, why are you only at, Abamalei Abaye, v'tibayi lo kachay kalim b'yushalayim? You can ask the same question. If you're talking about Kachay Kalim, you can ask the same question about the entire Yerushalayim. Why? Because Kachay Kalim can be eaten anywhere in Yerushalayim. Right. So the mechitza for Kachay Kalim would also be Yerushalayim.
Right.
So the case could be, the case that you should have asked then, would be a case where you have Kachay Kalim, you have this Korban Shlamim, that is pregnant, then it's in Yerushalayim.
Right.
Before you brought it into the base of Mikdash, the animal sticks its hands out. You bring it into the base of Mikdash, and then you sheft it there with the hand sticking out. Talk about the mechitza of Yerushalayim. Maybe in that case, it would be the hand would be kosher also, because it has the mechitza of Yerushalayim taking care of it. But you don't ask that question. Why not? Right? Pachekalim Yerushalayim, my time alo kami boiloch. Why didn't you ask that? Because you knew for sure. The mechitzas ubar imohu. Because you knew for sure the case of the, when it comes to the ubar, the mechitza for the ubar is the womb. It's the body of the mother. It's not the walls of Yerushalayim right. Or the walls of the Azara. So hachinami, so to hear, by the Azara, mechitzas ubar imohu. It's the second side of the suffix. You can't say that, you are not saying that just because it's a mechitza, the gabe didn't kachim, it also gets a sense of mechitza for the uber. No, they're two separate mechitzos, one for kachim, one for the uber. Right, so Rashi says, I mean, we said it outside, but maybe we're okay. Right, he says, t'kibayilach kachikalam yushalayim. He says, t'kigon uber shlamim. Right, the case would be the fetus of a shlamim. Shehotzias yadov yushalayim. It set out its hand in yushalayim. V'hechzira v'hechnisua lazar v'shachtua. And you brought it back in, and you shechted it in Yerushalayim. I don't know why you have to say that, because even if either way, sticking its hand, I guess maybe because it's not necessarily practical to schlep an animal who's in the midst of giving birth with his hand, with the hand of the uber sticking out into the Azara. Okay. V'tibaylach amid liban manda amar yesh leida leivarim. According to the manda amar, who says that there is leida leivarim, meaning when the hand goes out, it constitutes it going out, giving birth. Below Mahani Chazara, and the Chazara doesn't come in. So you can, if you left the hand out, you could have also asked the Shaila, according to Mandamar, says, Ein Leida Le'evarim, because that would be out already, okay? So Mi Mahani Le'choma, the Lola Havi Basa Basada, the Choma Se'ir Havi Mechitza Le'kachim. Maybe that's considered a wall. It's considered that we said. So he said, fine. The Gemara then, so the answer was, Abai says, no, if you really had that Shiloh, you would have asked it in this second question. But if you didn't answer, only asked it in this second question, it's because you didn't answer in that second question, because you knew that the Yerushalayim is not considered a mechitza. So too, you know that the Azara is not considered a mechitza for the fetus. Okay. Right, so we all know an animal comes mutter when you shecht it, when you shecht the two simanim, right? The kan and the veshes, or rubam. Fine. So, by ilfa, hotzi uber es yado ben simon le simon mahu. Okay. So, what happens here is you shecht one simon, and I don't understand exactly how the metzias works, but whatever happens needs to happen. So, you shecht in the midst of shechting the mother between simon A and simon B, the fetus sticks out its hands. So, what's happening now is the shechita for part one, the shechita for simon one. Would take care of two things. It's taking care of being matur the animal to the fetus for achila, and takes also shechita takes care of tumas nevela. Okay, Now, right, what a shechita does accomplishes two things. A shechita accomplishes two things. It lets the thing be eaten. Number one, it makes the thing not be considered a nevela, right. And therefore there's no tuma. And it also permits achila. There are sometimes, we've mentioned in the past, where the shechita only works for one thing, which is to say it's not a nevela, even though you're not matring it l'achila. So over here, when I shef the first simen, the baby inside, that first shechita, that simen would accomplish both things. The moment the animal sticks out its hands, right, which sticks out its hands for that piece, the shechita would not permit it to be eaten, because once the hand's out, it's not permitted to be eaten, agav the imo. But what it would do, it would prevent tumas nevela. So shechita for simen 2 is not parallel to shechita for simen 1, because simen 1 was accomplishing two things, simen 2 is only accomplishing one thing, right? So that's, right, Rashi says, mahu, if you look at Rashi, he says, we'll test the question, right, mahu, mi mitzare simon rishon simon shemni litare midei achila. Although, does the shechita, because the simon, the shechitas are not parallel, they're not accomplishing the same thing, so do we say that shechita for simon A and shechita for simon B combine to say that the piece of limb that came out at least doesn't have the status of a tumas nevela? Or do we say, no, since they're not equal, they're not on par with each other, that they don't combine? Right, so look at Rashi. Rashi says, mi mitzare rishon Simon Rishon, Simon Sheni, Garcinan, Vahachimi Boile, Simon Rishon, the first Simon, Kishanishkat Ba'od Aver Zeb Besocha, Hayabola Hatir Afiachila. When you shechted the first Simon, when the limb was still inside, it would matter even Achila. When we shayatza, but when the limb goes out, Ein Chatichas Simon Sheni Ba'al Aver Zeb. The Simon, the cutting the second Simon, is not going to matter this limb to be eaten. El Lataru Mene Nevela, it's only going to add matter for Nevela. So mi mitzar simon rishon shabo latar lahatir imzeh shein bar el latar lahor lo mi latar. Do we say that the shechita of simon one, which is for tahara and achila, can combine with the shechita of simon sheni, which is only for tahara and not for achila? So Amarava, Rava says, well, kavachomer. The question here is I thought it was, I got it right away. The shechita of simon, what's that? The shechita of simon sheni. Sorry,
I'm lost. How does the shechita of the second simon?
Yeah.
Why is that different?
Because the animal's hand is out at that time. And that limb cannot be eaten.
But it's a second simon already. You already shechted the first simon.
Correct.
So why isn't that enough?
Because
it has to be both?
Because in order for a shechita to be kosher, you have to shecht the simon.
All right. Okay. Even though the leg was out already. Or the simon was out already.
The limb is out. So yeah. Therefore, when you're doing the second simon, it's only going to count for what's inside the mother's body. What's outside the mother's body doesn't kosher l'chila. The question is, though, does it have a nevela status or not?
Okay.
So the Gemara then says, Amar Rav, it's pashut, kavachomer, it's a kavachomer. Imahoel lo simon rishon lo simon sheni latiru ba'achila, lo oyelo la'atari b'dei nevela. The shechita of the second simon does permit something to be eaten. It permits the mother to be eaten. Right? The mother itself can be eaten. So it has power. It's still consistent. So simon rishon and simon sheni both are permitting achila, so they're the same sheet, the same simon. Oh, for this, so for this one limb, it's gonna still work. Just be matarin from nevela.
No, that doesn't work that way because it's only done after it's completed.
What's only done after? What's it and what's it?
The animal's only mutter to eat once it's completes. The
correct.
Simon.
So the second simon is doing is accomplishing.
That stage yet.
No, but he did. He finishes it now.
The
leg comes out in between the sheet.
The first two.
Right, but he
started
the
first, leg popped out, finished the second.
So the mother's still mutter.
Mother's always mutter.
That's the point. That's exactly the point. Our question was, the second...
The mother pops the leg.
So, no, the question was, the leg's not mutter brachila. The question is whether the leg has status of tumas nevela. And we said it shouldn't, because the shechita of the both simanim aren't accomplishing the same thing. They are accomplishing the same thing. It's mimatu the mother with brachila.
I didn't think that's the question. I thought the question was on the leg itself.
Yeah, the question is on the leg itself. Is the leg a nevela or not? And the side of the suffix was, it should be a nevela. Maybe it's a nevela because shechita of simon 1 and shechita of simon 2 are not parallel. Because simon 2 is not accomplishing heter achila for the limb. But we're saying, but shechita of simon 2 is accomplishing heter achila for the mother.
Okay.
So both simonim are accomplishing heter achila. They're parallel simonim. So we're not concerned that simon 1 and simon 2 is different for the mother. So agav the mother, the shechita is considered valid. So when it comes to the ubar, the stuff that's inside can be eaten, and the stuff that's outside At least it's not nevela. Can't be eaten, but it's not considered a nevela.
It's also helping the rest of the. It's also helping the rest of the baby.
Right, but I hear. All right, look at Rashi. Rashi says. He says, and it's exactly what you said, simply. Imit star simon rishon l'shini l'hati b'chila kola ubar, the remainder of the ubar, v'habehema. V'lo amrin on shchita chalukahi. We don't say it's two separate shchitas there, because it's accomplishing something. V'ein shchita lo b'zov lo b'zu, lo tovi le'ev l'taro midei nevela. We don't say it's two separate shchitas, because it's accomplishing the same thing, albeit for the mother and the rest of the baby, it's considered one complete shchita. So if it's one complete shchita, it will permit, it will make sure that the limb at least doesn't have a status of a nevela. You can't eat the limb because it's outside the womb. The whole shaila was whether the limb gets nevela or not. We're saying it doesn't get nevela because the shchita, even though it stuck its hand out between one or two, and even though the shchita legabi the limb for simon one and simon two is different, legabi the rest of the animal, it's the same type. It accomplishes the same thing. Since it accomplishes the same thing, it's going to matter everything. It won't be nevela. Okay, by Rav Yirmiyah.
We looked that already.
Okay, good. Okay. By Rav Yirmiyah. Okay. So Rav Yirmiyah asked the following question. Now this question Rav Yirmiyah is going to ask, he says these words, and the Gemara is going to spend some time trying to figure out what exactly is Rav Yirmiyah's question. So by Rav Yirmiyah, Mahu Lachosh Lizaro. What are we concerned for the Zera, for the offspring of this Ben Pakua? So we're talking about an animal who, when the mother was shechted, one of its limbs, let's just say its legs, its front legs, were out. So are we now, what goes vital? So this animal, or, right, Ma'u l'chosh l'zaro, Rashi says, shall uber ze, this uber, shall hotzi yodo, that stuck in its hands, v'nishkata imo, and its mother was shechted, v'hotzi ochai, and you pulled the remainder of the animal out when it was alive, v'gadol, and it grew up, uba al behema v'holi, so it's a male, and it had, and it went along with another female, and it gave, and it sired a child. Ma'u sheyasar ever kayotzevo hanolo mimenu. Well, there's the same status to the grandchild, basically. Does his leg become usher just like the child's leg was usher? You have the mother, child, grandchild. That's how we can do it. So he says, Ma'u l'chosh l'zaro. So the Gemara says, Hei chidami. Well, what's the case? Ilema de azul abehema ma'alisa. If this child, this Ben Pakua child, went upon a regular female, ma'ira hai. Who cares if we're talking about the case of where it was a ben pakua, three quarters of ben pakua, not a full ben pakua, right? The isbe isur yotze. Who cares that? Why are you talking specifically about a case where you had this leg out and therefore this leg is considered usher to be eaten because it's yotze? Afilu ben pakua da alma, even a regular full fledged ben pakua. Also nami, we should ask the question about the zaro. The Amar Rav Misharshia, because Rav Misharshia says, L'divrei ha'omer choshin l'zera'av. Apparently there's a machlokas that when a vlad is born, does it only get its essence or its sustenance from the mother, or also with choshish for the zera of the father? Right? L'divrei ha'omer choshin l'zera'av. Rashi says, taninahu ba'os was b'no an anin ches. It's next week, we'll get to it sometime. It's a machlokas in parak oso was b'no. So he says, l'divrei ha'omer choshin l'zera'av. So the quates would be, ben pakua, the Ben Pakua, who's mutter b'chila without shrita, right? Haba al behema ma'alisa, has an offspring with a regular cow. Havlad ein lo takana, this grandchild cannot be eaten. He has ein lo takana. Why? Rashi says, shemitzad aviv ein ton shrita. From the father's side, it doesn't need shrita. I mean, it's considered it's already shechted already because it's the offspring of Ben Pakua. I guess it gets that whole status. Ben Pakua doesn't need to be shechted in order to be eaten. Right? Here, the time of Masnisin, the Chachamim Omrim Shchita Simo Matarto, right? Because the Shchita of the mother was Matar, the Ben Pakua offspring. Umitzad Imo, but this grandchild from the side of its mother, Ton Shchita, requires Shchita. V'simanov Eina Simanim. But you can't shecht it, because its Simanim are viewed as if they're shechted already. So it's already halfway, therefore you can't shecht it. Daha Pleiku B'shchutim Domi. Because he's considered half shechted. The Inami Havali Bar Simon Echad Behemoth Service. Okay. The idea being is that this grandchild, which has a mixture of being a bempaku or not, has no takan to be eaten. You can't eat it stam without shrita because it has the side of the mother. You can't eat it with shrita because the side of the father. Oh, right. Because, so I said, just shechta, what's the big deal? So Rashi points out, no, because when you say that it doesn't require shrita from the side of the father, It means that halachically we view the simanim as already been shechted. So if they're already rov shechted already, the continuation of the shechita doesn't counter anything. You have to shech rov simanim. Here rov simanim are considered halachically viewed as being pre-shechted.
No, because, but it's not. It's chashash on it. It's not a guarantee on it. That's where you're asking the question. Make the shechita and we're good to go.
No. Bar says not. Ein lo takana. You cannot shecht it. As Rashi points out, ein lo takana, like we just read, the siman of eino simanim. It's the simanim are not considered simanim.
It's considered already done.
Exactly. That's not what you just said 2 seconds ago.
But it's not already done. We have a chashashan. Is it or is it?
No. It's considered according to this. Rashi says the divrei omer choshnu zeraav bein pakua bal veheino alisa ein lo takana.
Okay. So then, if you follow that logic,
yeah.
If you have a bein pakua like in the video,
right.
And you just keep having this one have, let's say they're all females and they keep having babies, none of them need shechita.
None of them need shechita. You can't shecht it. You can't eat it. You can't eat it according to Zman Damer. The Ben Paku itself you can, because it's considered shechted. It's the grandchild that you have the problem with, because it has two parts to it.
Right.
It has a shechita, chi of shechita, and a place that's already shechted.
Right.
You can't do anything with it. I'm talking about the grandchild. That's exactly what Marv Sharshi is saying. According to one of the Zman Damer, it says, Choshen Zera'av. So for Choshen for Zera'av, you got a problem here. How are you shechting this Ben Paku? This grandchild. So the Gemara says. So it says. Therefore, that can't be. The question can't be of Rav Yirmiyah. Can't be. What's the case of this 3/4 ben pakua? The same shot would apply to a full ben pakua. The Gemara says no. Lotzricha azal ben pakua tegivasei. The case would be where the offspring ben pakua went upon another ben pakua offspring. Right. That would be the case. Rashi says the second to last. Rashi short ben pakua tegivasei. The ein havlad ton shchita elim mishum chad ever. What happens is, Ben Pakua male, who had one leg out, went upon a female with the same leg out. So it's the exact same status. So the only thing that, on the grandchild, the only thing that we're viewing as something that can't have shechita, the shechita can't matter it, is that leg itself. Do we say, Eiver molid Eiver? Do we say now, when this grandchild has the same thing, that the Eiver, the grandchild, does it follow the aver of the parents, and therefore there's no problem, just chop off that aver and do shechita, or do you say no, that the zero, the creation of the offspring, it's not eye for an eye, limb for a limb, it's mivavo, the zero goes throughout, and therefore this ben pakua status, even, albeit it was only from the leg that came out, but that ben pakua status now spreads throughout this grandchild, and therefore you have the same problem, that part of the ben pakua can be eaten, part of the ben pakua cannot be eaten, and what are you going to do? The shechita can't work. So where it says, Hada Amrla, that can't be the question, because Pshitin Mavabazare, it's Pashut, you know, Talmud genetics, it's Pashut that the Zera gets spread out throughout the entire animal. The Imkain, Suma Yolit Suma, Vikita Yolit Kita, El Pshitin Mavabazare. If that's the case, then a blind person would give birth to a blind person, which oftentimes, if it's genetic, sometimes it does happen. The kita yile kita, an animal that has one leg cut off will give birth to another animal that has a leg cut off. Alapshita mabizari. It's pashut that's mabizari. That can't be the shayla. So the hachka moile. So this would be the suffix of Yirmiyah. Behema ba'alma, stam behema. Okay, this right. Lav nikoa chela v'dam kaasye. An animal that's born, imparted into the animal from the father, would be chela v'dam, which are usar things. So why is the offspring mutter? It's being created by something that's usser. Right? Chelav v'lavi kol chelav adam kase v'sharya. Never let the vlad is mutter. So hachanami. Do we say also here lo shna that it makes no difference? Here the father is giving the chelav dam and ben bakua status. Who cares? Chelav dam is still mutter. Chelav dam ben bakua status is also the offspring is mutter. Odim, what do we say? No, chelav adam is mutter because that's only two. Chelav Adam and Ben Bakua status is 3 problems, and therefore that wouldn't be mutter. O Dilma, Trey Yisur Amiran, plus Alo Amirinan. The Gemara says, I can't be the Shaila, because there's no one who's going to hold that you have these 3 Yisurim. Because the Man Damar who says that Yish Zer La'av doesn't hold that Ben Bakua is an issue, and the Man Damar who says Ben Bakua issue doesn't hold that Chelav Adam is an issue. So that's going to be a problem. So he says, Luman, according to whose Shita are you trying to ask the Shaila? Rav Meir, if you can ask a Rav Meir, Isu Chelav Adam Ika, Isu Yotzei Leka. Rav Meir holds, we didn't get to that, but Meir, a few days from now, is one who says that if you find a fully formed Ben Pakua in the animal, the Shechita of the mother does not work. He argues. He says that the Shechita of Ben Pakua in and of itself. So therefore, there's no issue of yotze. If you go, could follow it, the animal goes out. It's not like, oh, now that part is mutter and the other part. No, the ben pakua, it needs shchita. The whole animal needs shchita, no matter what. So you never have a problem in this instance of the ben pakua. You don't have issue three, right? He says, Rashi says, Issa yotze leka, third wide line. The halar of meir, afilu mashu b'fnim ton shchita. Not only the limb that came out requires shchita, the entire ben pakua requires shchita. The Kani Masnisim, we'll see later on, Umatzaba ben Tishachai to Nishrita, Hilkach Havlik Shabra Neima, it's like a regular animal. So you don't have this Ben Pakua status being put into the grandchild. Right? The E, the Rabbi Yehuda, Isser Yotzika, he does have a problem with Yotze, but Isser Chalev, Machlok is curious about Dam or not, Rashi doesn't go his Dam, but either way works, because he's just taking away one, you have no problem. Isser Chalev with Dam, Lekha, Ditznan, because we have a Mishnah in Daftzadi Beis, it's actually a Bryce, I think. Right? The Tanya, Gid Hanasha, right, the sciatic nerve, Noeg B'Shalil, B'Chel B'Aser. The Gid Hanasha Isser applies by the fetus, and the Chel of the fetus is also Aser. Dir Rameir, that's Rav Meir. Rav Yehuda Omer, ain't Noeg B'Shalil, B'Chel B'Mutter. He says there's no Isser Chelev on the Ben Pakua. So you have never have an issue that can't be the Shaila of Rav Yirmiyah about whether we say how that the Ben Pakua has an Isser status because it's the grandchild has an Isser status because three Isur are being put in, Chel Dam Ben Pakua. There is no possibility of three, because no shita will hold it, all three. Ella, so Rav the Gemara says, kol mi koach lo arin in the shari. We don't say that something that came from something usher imparts that isser status onto the next generation. So yeah, generation two here, there was the ben pakua, with that one limb. Then it gives birth, then it sires another child. That ben pakua status of limb A does not go on to the other animal. That's okay. So what's the shaila of Rav Yirmiyah? Gemara says, "Hachi kami bai lei." This is what his shaila was. Mahu ligmoa es chalava. Seems to be. I think the question is, can you drink the milk of this ben of this? I guess it's a female of a bas pakua. Can you drink the milk of this bas pakua? Mahu ligmoa es chalavo. Do we say chalav of every behemo? Why chalav should be aser? Because it's called yotze min aser. Should be even min achai, right? He says, no, chalav the alma lav ke evim in the chai damne. We don't consider regular milk from a regular animal to be kosher, to be evim in the chai, right? Vishari, it's mutter. So hai nami, so too the milk of his bas pakua, lo shna. It's not considered evim in the chai and should be mutter. O dilma hasam isle takanta li usure. By a regular behema that's not a bas pakua, there's a way to fix the entire animal. You could shecht it, and then you're good to go, right? Hasam isle takanta li usure bishchita. But by this behema, this is a bas pakua that stuck out one of its evari. So there's less like takanta. You can't shaft it, and you can't kill it, because part of it need, I don't know, less like takanta lisure, so bishchita. So do we say, since it can't have a full shchita to make a mutter, maybe its milk would be aser? That, I mean, that's why I don't understand that. It says, Eschalavo. So Rashi says 1, 2, 3, 4, like 6 lines in the wines. In the keva he, the yolda, gave birth. Right, this bas pakua gave birth. Vahare he choleves chalva mau bachila. Vahainu lezaro de gomer sheena chalev ba acha teled. Zaro means that when it gives birth and the chalev now forms. The chalev. I don't know, so he says, can you drink the milk or not? That's the whole shaila of Yirmiyah. Okay, I don't know. Next piece in the Mishnah. The Mishnah continues, right? The Mishnah said that you have this heter of Ben Pakua. So where does it come from? And we all just assumed it. What's the drash of the psukim? Right? Chotet minolan, Gemara says, minolan. The Ksiv, because the pasuk says is in Pashner A, when it gives the simani kashas in Pashner A, it says, kol behema mafresas parsa, vishosha sesha, shte parsa, smalageir, ba behema, ososa chelu. So it says behema and ba behema. Animal and in the animal. Behema, ba behema, lirabos as a vlad. The ba behema extra comes to include the vlad. Comes to include the fetus. The Gemara says elamayata. If that's the case, that Gemara assumes that when you learn behema, ba behema, that means you're assuming that the fetus has the full status of a behema. It's a full behema. Well, if it's a full behema, then it should have all other halachas of a behema. What other halachas of the behema? There's halachas of behema of tmura. And tmura says that this animal is kachim. I would say, I want to, instead of this animal, I want to make this animal. I want to flip, I want to switch. But the Mishnah is going to, according to the Mishnah, that we say that you can't do tmura with the evar, with what came out earlier from the animal. Why not? If it's a behema, you should be able to do tmura. Right? So he says, alama tnan. Why is the Mishnah in tmura say, ein mamrim? There's no chalos of tmura. Lo evarim buubarin. If I say that this behema schulin is, I guess you have a kachim animal. And I say that this behemoth kulin should be kadosh instead of the ubar in that animal. V'lo ubarim be'evarim. You can't do the ubar to the evarim. V'lo evarim v'ubrin b'shleimim. V'lo shleimim behen. It doesn't work with the ben pakua. It doesn't work. Why not? So ella. So that can't be the limud. So ella amakra. The limud is. It says v'chol behema ba behema v'chol behema v'chol behema. From the word v'chol l'rabos hasavlad. We're not learning that from the word behema. Because behemoth makes it sound like it's an actual full-fledged behemoth. We're learning that from the word v'chol, which is just a reboy. V'chol is the extra to include that what's mutter when you shut the animal is v'chol, is everything inside. Ihach, if that's the case, afilu choseich min atchol min aklayos nami. Well, what happens if you cut out pieces, you chop up the liver or the kidneys inside the animal, and then sheft it? We said that if it's not connected, then what's not connected is not edible. Why not? It's in the behemah. It's because it should be in the behemah. It should be no different than the ben pakua. The Gemara says, "Olam Matan." Why did our Mishnah say yesterday, "Chotech min ubar should be meyeha muter b'chila min etchol min deklayos aser b'chila"? So Gemara says, "No, amakra." The Gemara says, "Osa tochelu." Then only something that's shlema, that's complete, v'lo chasera, and not something that's missing. So what's missing, the chol and the deklayos, wouldn't be muter. The Gemara says, "Okay, if that's the case, el meyata hashochet es habehemah. If you shech the behemah." You find some deformed animal inside, alive. It looks like a bird, I guess. I guess it doesn't have split hooves. Tishtari, it should be mutter, because it's whole. Anything whole inside should be mutter. Right? Alama, but why? Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Ashokas Behem, what's Musyona? Asr Rechila. Why do we say it's Asr Rechila? Is there no bunny prasos? It needs to have, it says, in the Pasuk, it says prasos. Right? It says, Shosha, Shasha, Shtei prasos. It has to, this doesn't. So elamiyata kolut b'mei para litzar, but then if it has hooves but not split, it should be usher also. But we just learned vatan b'mei Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. Sorry, that it should be mutter, and we just learned that the kolut, even according to Rabbi Shimon, is usher. We know that the kolut is mutter, and even according to Rabbi Shimon, says a kolut is usher. It's only usher when it's born, but if it's in the meimo, it's still mutter. But why you need prasos? He says, no, turn to Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, parsa b'behema tochelu. It says parsa and says prasos. So parsa in the behema tochelu. That's how you read it out. Even if it's just hoofs that are in the behema, you can eat it. Outside you need prasos, but inside you can eat it. Okay, I'm not sure. Fine. Next. Rav Shimi says no. Now we're going back. Rav Shimi Amar, l'olam kidi amarta mikara. The limud is going to be the way you had it originally. It's mi behema, ba behema, it's considered a behema. We asked a question about tmura. Just don't worry about it. But the kashalach ein mamrim, that he said, but you can't do tmura with this bempakua. Hamanina, who's that shita? That's Rav Shimon Hin. That's only according to Rav Shimon, the makish tmura le meiser. He says there's a hekesh between tmura and meiser behema. So just like Mar and Tmura and Dafyud Gimel, that just like by Meiser Behema, right? Meiser Behema, Ma Meiser Eino Noh Be'Barim Bu'Barim, just like Meiser doesn't take to have an impact on just limbs, it has to be the whole animal, Av Tmura Eino Noh Heges Be'Barim Bu'Barim. So too, Tmura won't apply to Evarim and Ubarim. That's the Mishnah that says that there's no tmura by the Bempakua, by the Ubar, that's only according to Rav Shimon. But everybody else holds that it does. So if everyone else holds that it does, so that's the limud. Bahema, Babahema, it's considered an animal. And for those people, tmura, you could do tmura on the Ubar. So the Gemara asks, which is strange to me, we're not Tamra. How do we know that Tanakama, that Mishnah, is Rav Shimon? How often do we say that? We say, that Mishnah is a limud, this one shita. And then we go prove it. Oftentimes we say, okay, the Mishnah goes according to that shita. Here the Gemara wants to prove it. When we're not Tamra, right, that Tanakama, that Mishnah who says that there's no tmura by an ubar is talking about the Shita Rabbi Shimon. Ditnan, because we have the continuation of this Mishnah where Rabbi Yossi there argues on the Tanakama and he says you can do tmura. Not you can't do. Tmur would be effective on Ivarim and Ubarim. And Rav Yossi says, Amar Rav Yossi, Rav Yossi says to the Tanakhama, so the question is, who's Rav Yossi speaking to? Amar Rav Yossi, v'halo b'mukudashim, when you makdish an animal, ha'omer ragla shel zo ola, kul ola, if I have an animal, I say, I want the leg of this animal to be an ola. The halacha is that the entire animal becomes an ola. Kedusha is mitpashet, goes spreads out to the entire animal. Ha'omer ragla shel ozo ola, kul ola, So too, if I say I want the leg of this animal to be kadosh instead of that karbon, so that means the leg means the entire thing. It would be the whole thing. You can't just say a leg, it means the whole thing. So therefore it does apply. The tamura would work, and it works not just for that leg, but for the entire body. So the makam hadle. So who is Rav Yosef responding to? So Elaim the Rav Meir, so who's it going to be? Elaim the Rav Meir Rav Yehuda, if he's speaking to Rav Meir Rav Yehuda, mi islahu haisvara. Rav Meir Rav Yehuda do not hold that if you say the leg is kaddish,
the whole animal.
Rav Yosef is saying, since you hold that if the leg becomes kaddish, the whole animal becomes kaddish, you should also say if the leg becomes tamura, the whole animal becomes tamura.
Right.
But who holds if the leg becomes kaddish, the whole animal becomes kaddish? If you say it's Rav Yehuda and Rav Meir, they don't hold that. Mi islahu haisvara. Right, Bataya, the Bryson Tumor says, Yachala Omer Raglish Lozo Ola Tekula Ola, Tamalomar, Kola She Yitemimen Lashem Yekodesh. Bimena Kodesh, Velo Kula Kodesh. If it's a Pasuk, you would think that if you make one part of the animal Kodesh, the whole animal's Kodesh. No, we have a Pasuk that says, Kola She Yitemimenu, Mimeno Kodesh. Only part of it becomes Kodesh, Velo Kula Kodesh. Yachal Tetsi Lachulin, you think that maybe it just doesn't go, it goes to Kulin. Tamalomar, yeah, no, it is as it is. Vev Yofio Tie, partially Kodesh. So what do you do with it? Haketzad, what would you do with it? Timarkel tzarche olos, who'd sell this animal for the purposes of bringing olos. But damei lechulin, and then the money would go to chulin. Chutz mitmei eiver shabah, except for the money that corresponds to that limb, and that you'd give to kachim. Who's that? That's Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda. Bottom line is, Rabbi Yehuda, don't say if you make one part of the animal kodesh, the entire animal becomes kodesh. So Rabbi Yossi can't respond to them because they don't hold what Rabbi Yossi is saying. So minayin divra Rav Meir Rav Yehuda, Rav Yosi Rav Shimon Omrim, Rav Yosi Rav Shimon are the ones who say minayin Omer Raglish Ozot Ola Tiyekul Ola Tamal Omer Yeah La Rabbis Kula Yeah comes to include everything. So it must be it's Rav Yosi Rav Shimon. So Rav Shimon holds like Rav Yosi. So maybe Rav Yosi is responding to Rav Shimon and says just like you hold if you make the limb kadosh, the whole animal's kadosh, so too by tomorrow will be effective. And if it's so, therefore, and so he's arguing with Rav Shimon must be the shita of the Tanakhama, and therefore that shita that says that Tamura doesn't apply to Evarim and Ubarim is only Rav Shimon. And I don't have a problem. I can still have the limud of Behema Babahema. So the Gemara says, so the man, Ilu Rav Meir Rav Yehuda Mislul Haitzvara, he can't respond to Rav Meir Rav Yehuda because they don't hold the Svara, Elav Rav Shimon, he must respond to Rav Shimon. And therefore we have that, it's worked. So he says, "Lo, Rabbi Yosef time in Nafshik Amar." No, who says he responds to Rabbi Shimon? Maybe Rabbi Yosef is just speaking about himself. This is what he holds. He's not responding to Rabbi Shimon, and therefore there's not necessarily a raya that Tanakhama of that Mishnah is Rabbi Shimon. And if the Tanakhama of that Mishnah is not Rabbi Shimon, that means the Tanakhama of that Mishnah is everybody, and then everybody will hold that the Tmur doesn't work by Ubarim and Ibarim, and therefore our limud of Behemah Babahemah gets knocked out, and you got to go back to the word Kol. Okay, next Mishnah. 5 minutes?
Yeah.
Okay. So, the Torah tells us the Kedusha of a Bechor, right? The Pasuk says, Kadesh di kol Bechor, Petar kol Rechem of Nei Yisrael, Ba'adam u'b'vahima li'hu. It also says, Kol Bechor Asher Yivaleh b'karecha, any Bechor that's born, Taktish l'Hashem l'kecha. It becomes Kadosh. So, any Zachar from a Bakar and a Tzon, the first one that's born from the mother, has the Kedusha of a Kedusha's Bechor. Our Mishnah is going to deal with an animal that is having difficulty giving birth to its bechor, right? Can you cut up the animal to save the mother, I guess? Because you can't cut up, once it's born, you can't cut it up because it's a bechor and you have kedusha to it. What are you supposed to do? So you have hamafkeres. Mafkeres means an animal that's giving birth to its firstborn, its peterechem. Hamaksha leilaid. Yot mutter mechatech eiver. You can cut off each eiver of the animal that's coming out, umashlich beklavim, and you can toss it to the dogs to let them eat it. Right? Rashi says the kol kama. It's the third wide line of Rashi. The kol kama, the lo nafik rube lo kadosh. So long as rove of the animal of this for offspring has not come out, it doesn't have the kedushas of the bechor, and therefore you can treat it as such and give it to the dogs. However, yotze ruva, if rov comes out, I'm not saying what it means, rov comes out, hareze yikaver, so then what, you can't throw these limbs to feed your animals, you have to bury them. And hareze yikaver, Rashi says, the yitzias harov chola kedusha alav, the karina be'er, shayiv alein, it's born, so it has the kedusha status of a bechor. You can't mistreat it. Uh-huh. You can't mistreat it. Right? So Yotzeruba Hareza Yikaver and Niftaramid Bechora. If Rove comes out, that's considered Peterechem. The next offspring of this animal does not have the status of Bechor. It's Niftaramid Bechora. So Itmar. You learned in the base measures. Yotzer Shlish. One third of the Uber comes out when it's born. And at that point in time, you sell it to a guy. Now, if a guy owns the animal, there is no kedushas before when it gives birth. So this behemoth v'cheres gave birth to a third. And I think you sell, and at that point in time, you sell the mother. Right? You sell it. Right?
The mother or you sell the baby?
I think you sell the mother.
You sell the mother.
I think you sell the mother to the ovei kochavim. V'chazer v'yotzer shlish acher. And then the second third comes out. So now rove is out. Well, roll the animals out at the time when the mother's owned by the guy.
Right.
So Rav Huna says, still nevertheless kadosh. It's still, the animal that was born still has kedusha. Rabba Amar ain't a kadosh. Rabba says it's not kadosh. Why? Rav Huna Omar kadosh kasavar limafreya kadosh. He says we look at it retroactively. Rashi says limafreya kadosh afal gav de beleda tala rachmana. Even though the whole thing of kedusha is dependent on birth. It will be ruba hu de havi leda, and it's considered fully born at rove. Miu kinafik ruba. Once rove comes out, nashli leda mitchila. We go back to point A as being the start time. Point A is the time of birth when rove comes out. So when rove came out at point B, it's retroactively point A that is considered the time of birth. That's what you put down. The igli milsa, and it's revealed. The chizavin ovei kochavim lav klumzavin. When you sold to the guy, you didn't sell anything. The emo chelik bo. Maybe it is selling the offspring. So it turns out that you sold the offspring. What you sold to the guy, you didn't own because it was bechor. It belongs to kekesh, so you couldn't sell anything. So the case is the baby comes out a third. At the time it comes out a third, you sell. As Nachman said, you sell the baby to the guy. So now the guy owns it. Then the other third, the second third comes out. So at rove, coming out, the guy owns the animal. According to Rav Huna, it doesn't matter. Because when the rove comes out, we begin the demarcation of birth still goes back to point A. At point A, it was owned by the Jew. Right. And then point A is considered when rove comes out, mafreya. At that point in time, it's hektish. And you can't sell the hektish to the guy. The sale had no impact. But Rav Huna Amar Kasavar Mefrei Kadosh V'chinafik Leiruva. So when Rov comes out, Igle Milsel Mefrei Demikar Rav Kadosh. It's revealed retroactively that what you sold was already Kadosh. Umad Zavin Lav Klum Zavin. You couldn't sell anything. Rabba Amar Eino Kadosh. Rabba says it's not considered Kadosh. The Kasavar Mikan Lavak Kadosh. No, when it's considered the birth. The birth for everything is established when Rov comes out. When Rov came out at this time, which is point B, it was owned by the guy, and therefore there's no kedusha on this offspring. Mind the oven, shop your oven, and whatever was sold, whatever was sold. Okay, I think we should stop here. Shkoyah for listening. Not an easy enough.
Shkoyah.